June 23, page 188. Teach children to be workers together with God. The ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them. Hosea 14:9. In the life of a Christian, the things of this world, the idols of pride, extravagance, and self-indulgence, are to have no place. God did not form the eye to be used for selfish purposes. He gave us the power of vision in order that we might behold and admire the Savior and His works, which He has created for our pleasure. As children prepare to attend one of our schools, wise parents will help them to understand that in school life they are to strive to form a character that will fit them to associate with the unfallen beings of the universe. And this they can do only through the overcoming power that Christ will give them. Without His grace, no one can form a Christ-like character. Parents, teach your children to become workers with you in the church. Educate them in such a way that they will delight to be workers together with God. Impress upon their minds the thought that as they grow older, their opportunities for service will enlarge and their power and ability will increase proportionately. Let them understand that those who give themselves to God will become channels of blessing to others who know Him not. Teach them how to have power to prevail with God. If this were done faithfully by every parent, we should see consecrated workers everywhere. Manuscript 67, 1903. Church members, young and old, should be educated to go forth to proclaim this last message to the world. If they go in humility, angels of God will go with them, teaching them how to lift up the voice in prayer, how to raise the voice in song, and how to proclaim the gospel message for this time. Messages to Young People, page 217. The idea of holding Bible readings is a heaven-born idea and opens the way to put hundreds of young men and women into the field to do an important work which otherwise could not have been done. The Bible is unchained. It can be carried to every man's door and its truths may be presented to every man's conscience. There are many who, like the noble Bereans, will search the Scriptures daily for themselves when the truth is presented to see whether or not these things are so. Jesus, the world's Redeemer, bids men not only to read, but to search the Scriptures. This is a great and important work, and is committed to us. And in doing this, we shall be greatly benefited, for obedience to Christ's command will not go unrewarded. He will crown with especial tokens of His favor this act of loyalty in following the light revealed in His Word. Messages to Young People, page 220.